How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
This is the show.
This is the show, Christina.
And more importantly, this is Toe.
This is Toe.
This is motherfucking Toe.
This is Toe, everyone.
I'm wearing socks that say come at me.
Did they really say come at you?
Yes, that a sissy got
me.
Let me
see.
It says come at me.
Wow, they do.
You just want to touch my leg.
No, I don't, actually. I could use some hand sanitizer. Y'all, if you're watching the Intimate Portrait right now, you just saw a lot of Poodle's leg.
Woo! It looks like I'm wearing garters.
And you're wearing green shorts. Like, you
it's
look
bad.
Like a military.
This looks bad.
You look like a military schoolboy.
I'm rethinking the choices yeah. I made.
If you're on the Intimate Portrait, just imagine you're sitting right here with us in the middle.
Dum dum.
Captain Sandy, yeah. Law and Order sounds.
Yeah. So anyway, y'all, welcome to
like
Toe.
This.
Welcome to Toe. We're all Twitter because
I'm Twitter pated.
Well, with Twitter, well, we're all because
I'm a Twitter.
We're a week away.
A week away from our first live show in Los Angeles.
We're y'all. This is
I'm sweating.
Poodle and I don't normally feel this way a lot.
I finally got excited today.
Oh, good. good. Because I was excited before, and he had a. Poodle process is a little slower than that. Not in a bad way. I mean, like, he takes it in.
I take my time.
Yeah, you take your time. And whereas I just...
I'm not like yesterday. Mabel from Pirates of Penzance.
I was very excited yesterday. But I think we're also... I had to organize things this morning because we have this kind
Jesus
of...
Jesus Christ.
Well, I think we both have a little bit of, like, not anxious, but just nervous energy because this is an FFT.
This is the fucking first time.
We've never done this before.
We've never done this, especially in a pandemic.
And we really care about, actually, we want to have... Two things. We want to have fun. Well, three things for Poodle. Me and Jake both agree on that. We want to have fun, and we want y'all to have a really good time.
Yes.
And three, Poodle wants to fuck your husband.
I do want to fuck your husband.
So, you know, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
And I want you guys to have a good time. And I'm also giving up. I'm a perfectionist. I know that's amazing to think about.
Shocker.
Who would ever think I was a perfectionist? And I'm letting go a lot of those tendencies.
Good.
So, and
good.
We're
be an example to sissies.
We are not the product of our accomplishments.
No,
we're not that.
We're going to have a good
time.
With a lot of thirsty dick pigs, and we're just going to have a good time.
I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know what's going to happen
I'm
either.
I'm honestly a little... Those are the anxiety dreams where, like I think I said one of the shows this week, where I make some long-winded metaphor that doesn't work, and everyone's just quiet, and it ruins the show.
Or lies. I'm afraid I'm going to say like an old, oh, you know, he's just an old, and I'll use an expression that's like really racist or something, and I have no idea.
Yeah, we've had to do that with you
Yeah, just
me. We take those out of the podcast
usually. We don't say those normally, but you know what I mean? So
you'll say things, and you'll see you don't see this, but the look on my face goes, edit, edit.
Yeah, because you've never said anything.
I've done it a couple of times.
Uh-huh. So anyway, we're excited. Y'all, if you did want to go to the Los Angeles show and you missed it, be sure to check the ticket link for, if you just Google Reality Gays and Dynasty Typewriter, because some people can't come, and a couple of people are returning their tickets. We already had two that returned, but then someone bought them. But somebody else emailed me a couple of days ago, and she was going to ask for a refund as well. So be checking. There could be tickets at the last minute.
And let us know.
Got to be vaxxed. Remember
if you
that.
Got to be vaxxed and show your vaccine card.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's not, well, it would have been our rule anyway.
It's LA
but
Los
it is now
Angeles.
A City of Los Angeles rule.
Yeah, so that's what we did.
We would have done it anyway.
No, we're going to do that for
I would
every
have done
show
it anyway.
After, yeah. So anyway, that's it. We're excited!
Oh, I liked the turnaround on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
I'm also excited because I took a Peloton ride.
Oh,
and at the
no.
end of it, I took a cool-down ride with Eric Jaeger, the German instructor.
Oh, I don't know him.
He's the hottest one.
Oh, no.
Google Eric E-R-I-K Jaeger, spelled J-A-G-E-R. And he was for his Halloween ride, and he was in a full devil costume. So I wanted to fuck him.
Uh-huh.
And then, so it was already working on my, I want to have sex with the devil fetish.
Oh, with this devil costume?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Where I see him in real life, though. I already want to have sex with the devil.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and
wow.
Also,
he's a very...
And also my expressionist German kink that he was shouting at me. So I'm a little... I wouldn't say horny. I would say I'm keyed the fuck up.
So he actually speaks with a German accent?
No, he speaks in German.
Oh.
And my German conversational isn't very good at all.
So the whole Peloton's in German?
Some of it is. Most of all of his stuff is in German. There's a couple classes he'll do in English. But he
is he gay?
You know, he hasn't. I think he's straight, but he's super, super welcoming and affirmative.
Oh,
he's an ally,
and he's German. Y'all, German straight men do all things up the
they
butt.
They suck dick.
Yeah, and they're not even gay. They're just They're just like sure.
I've made out with a lot of German boys.
Wow, he's
German
very,
boys.
He's very handsome.
He's the hottest one. He's the hottest Peloton instructor.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be like a reason, like something wonderful.
No.
You're just,
I'm just really
horny. You're just horny.
I'm keyed up.
Wow.
I was like, do I stop now and jerk off?
That's why
or do
you,
I keep going?
That's why you wanted to get the... He kept being all this morning like, come on, let's do the show. You got plans tonight, do you? Okay.
Well, first I'm meeting a friend for coffee, and then I have plans later. Got to get everything checked off.
A friend or a friend?
Friend with question mark?
Okay. Hey, we've all had those. Anything else that we got to do?
He is a friend. I shouldn't say that.
Well, you got to do that because you're living the single life, Poodle. Get it? Because the single life is out this week.
That was like the clumsiest joke I've ever heard.
It was pretty bad. Y'all, Single Life is coming out. And what's happening is that's dropping on Discovery Plus. We're going to drop it on our $5 tier of Patreon. And then it's going to go, in 3 months when it drops on the free feed, or it drops on TLC, we'll put it on the free feed. So we're excited for that. Also, we want to remind you that next week when we are doing the live show, there might be a little bit in a delay of just as you know, the weeks that we do a live show and we cover a show, might not come out on its normal day.
And our plans are to put the live show on the audio place of the podcast.
You're not, unless some sissy in the middle of it just like takes her bra off and just starts throwing her tits on everything. Yeah. Then we're going to have to maybe ruin the show. But So you're not missing out on anything. Just know that it will drop it when we can.
We just edit that out.
Yeah. But anything else? I think that's, we haven't decided a charity for November. You can still do
a
charity.
Yes. We also said we were going to tell sissies who are coming to the show next week, the live show, see if you can watch the episode that's going to air that day early on
the
14th. Discovery Plus. Watch, we're covering next week's episode.
Yes.
Now, if you're saying, oh, I'm really, we're not going to cover a show. We're already doing a show on it.
It's like
we're not going to cover a show
late.
That's a week old.
Yeah.
So
it's not fair to everybody else.
It's Sunday's kind of a weird day. In general, we're probably not going to do a lot of Sunday shows.
No.
But so this is a one-time thing probably.
Yeah.
If we can help it. But we'll be talking about that show.
Yes.
And of next week. And also remember, if you're worried about it, not a lot happens on 90 Day unless it's this episode.
I don't think it's too much. This episode
where a lot happened, especially with Jenny and Sumit.
Who knew I was going to get so emotional with Jenny and Sumit?
I don't want to say this, but I actually got emotional and I was upset at myself.
I got tears. I didn't cry, but I got tears in my eyes
and
goose pimples. Is that it?
That's it. This episode is called Written in the Stars.
Written in the Stars.
Is it written in the stars? Are we paying for some crime? Is it all that we are asking? Is it some mortal wretch of time? Is it God's experiment in which we have no say? In which we're given paradise, but only for a day?
Don't know that song.
It's my Adam Pascal.
Oh, I don't know that
song.
It's
from Aida.
Oh.
I'm exhausted now.
Oh, I was thinking of this.
Like, I swear by the stars. No, the song is called Written in the Stars.
Oh, there you go. I'm not familiar with that show. Is it good?
It's not the reaction I was
having. No, I enjoyed it, but I never.
Let's just say
a pretty
this.
Good Adam Pascal,
I saw
actually.
It with. Thank you.
It's pretty good.
God's experiment.
Okay, all right. It's good. We got to move on. Who'd you see it with?
It is, you know who I saw it with?
Who?
Mother Poodle.
Oh. We know how she feels about
a musical
theater.
Took her to her first Broadway. She's fine in theater. Mm. She's embarrassed when she sees people sing on television.
She wouldn't even like Chicago. Well, I like it where those women shot that cheater.
No, she's okay because that feels super theatrical.
Uh-huh.
But when people just open their mouth and start singing, which is a conceit in musical theater, which I told her, she's like, I don't know. It just feels, I just get embarrassed for them. She's not alone in that.
It feels awkward to people and it feels uncomfortable. Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
But she saw it. She's like, I liked it okay. I didn't love that part where there was a queer little ninja dance where she used the phrase queer little ninja dance.
Mean queer as in weird?
I think yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I was just like, okay.
Wow.
She when he went, fortune favors the brave, which is a terrible song.
But makes sense because a lot of older gays don't like to be called queer because when they grew up, that was the word for weird.
But my mother will say things, that's just a little queer. She would use that not in a gay way.
Didn't know it was about her own son. Didn't know.
But she did say, I like the part at the end when they're going to be buried alive. But
let's move on.
But I saw it with Heather Headley, and she was amazing.
Oh, yeah, Heather.
And they sounded really good. The musical's kind of overdramatic and not good, but I have a real soft spot for the score.
Elton John wrote it, right? All right, then.
Yeah, it's based on the opera.
There we go.
Of course.
Let's go, y'all. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. You're oddly calm.
I am
calm.
In a weird place.
I know. I'm like, what's happening with Poodle?
I'm in a weird place.
You need to get fucked. Badly. All right. Let's talk about Jenny and Sumit, shall we?
Let's do it.
Oh, we forgot to set the timer. Oh, well. Doesn't matter anyway. I can't find it.
Get it.
Okay.
Okay. Set the timer.
Back. They love me.
Okay. Let's just let's just, I need to assume something.
Yes.
I have a feeling that Jenny kidnapped the astrologer's family.
Something happened because this astrologer turned around
and have them show and have them like show up a picture of today's paper.
Yes.
To show him that they were, you're gonna, your family gets it.
Family
gets it. If you don't tell Smith's parents that we're gonna, you didn't marry me, but go,
go pick their eyes out,
and I'm gonna murder your family,
scratch it with my chicken feet. It hurts.
Because that's the only reason that would cause a turnaround like this.
It's, he didn't even do, so I guess my understanding is,
he was more worried last time about it was the timing.
Yes. So astrologers are not only astrologers, but they're also therapists I guess, in India. Because this was very much a therapeutic conversation.
But this was a, like an Alanya Van Zandt kind of, beloved, you need to stay out of their way.
I'm going to read you for filth. That's what, y'all, what was his name? Khalid?
Like DJ Khaled, yeah.
Yeah, he fucking read Mama Submit for filth. So, y'all, the astrologer is coming. And so Smith comes in there and says, like, Jenny.
The astrologer.
Jenny,
the astrologer.
I think you need to serve my parents some snacks. And she's like, it'll look good and chai and it'll help my mom. And just if you could, it would, if you could favor us. It
and
would
she
be great.
Still, y'all, is sick and she sounds terrible.
She sounds sick, actually.
And I wrote, Jenny's kind of done.
Jenny's just like she's breaking down.
She's at the end.
She's at the end. And so. She said, you know, the last time they saw the astrologer, he said to wait. And but she's like, Jenny says, whatever they say, he follows it. So I'm kind of worried. Well, Anil, Sumit's dad, says, give y'all some context. He has literally followed this astrologer for 30 years.
Yeah.
He says, I find his predictions perfect. That's why I follow him.
And when I have when I don't follow him, I always go get into a problem.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
So,
and astrology, you guys, if you don't know this, and we've talked about it before, astrology is huge in India. If you remember Indian Matchmaker, a lot of times they went by star charts to match people, and that was the most important thing, not compatibility a lot of times.
Have you found yourself, you're attracted to people that are you're compatible? Like, I know Pisces, I'm supposed to be attracted to like Cancers and Scorpios, and a lot of my first relationships were all with Cancers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you?
Cancer's my rising sign.
So, but I mean, though, for
why am I just mugging? For the
I don't know. But have you dated people, or I guess you don't know their names, so I don't think you know their sign. But you know, but you've actually dated some people.
I know certain compatibility. With I they're more personality types.
Like, I know Scorpios are supposed to rock my world, and one of my top three fucks of all time, two of them were Scorpios.
I can't imagine having sex with someone and rolling over going, what's your sign, by the way?
No, these are people that when it was that good, we saw each other a little bit more.
Okay.
So, you know, it was
sounds
more,
like love.
Not
beautiful. Like a fairy tale.
So I guess
written
you don't
in
know.
The stars, as it were.
Yeah, I guess. So,
I just know I'm Scorpios for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like sun sign Scorpios, you run away.
Okay, you're a Libra.
Yeah, usually
a Libra
I'm,
man.
Usually I'm drawn to Leos.
Mm-hmm.
That
makes sense.
And that's who I've dated a lot.
Is that who they say you usually will get with?
Oftentimes,
yeah.
No, they're bad for me. Everyone I see,
that's cancers for me. I'm drawn them, and they're bad for
usually,
me.
Usually, a better sign for me is Aquarius.
Okay,
but I find them boring. I usually stay away from Virgos as well.
Okay,
because I've dated them. Scorpios and Virgos usually.
So maybe
Leos, I still want to fuck them all.
Maybe there's some truth to it. I don't know.
Who cares?
Who cares? I was just interested. So, okay. So Jenny, they sit and she talks about being sick, and the astrologer immediately says, well, of course you're sick. It takes a long time to get acclimated to everything.
That's India.
Emotionally, physically. and and she spiritually, and Jenny goes, "Wrong, you're Lexi, that's right."
And at one point, so Mama Submit says, "Jenny doesn't know how any of this works. I don't know what I'm gonna. We're trying to teach her." And at one point,
there's so much work for a woman in India.
The astrologer just goes, "You don't have to do anything. Stay out of their house. Stay out of their affairs." And I went,
"Grr." I did too. He said, "You shouldn't interfere in someone else's house.
Jenny will learn on her own."
And Jenny admits, she's like, "I do need to try harder. I will try harder."
Who knew that we just needed to bring the fucking astrologer in? And she needed to kidnap the astrologer's family.
Exactly. And then he says to Smith's mom, he's like, "So what really bothers you?" And she's like, "Well, marriage means children." And he said, "Is your marriage theirs?" Huh, this bitch? Like, every time I wanted to say, "Girl," I snap after everything he said.
And the audience would go, "Jerry, Jerry,
or Colleen, 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 Colleen."
It did feel like, and it did feel like everything needed a reaction.
Yeah, are you Jenny's mother?
Oh.
It seems that, oh no, she said, "Are you a selfish mother?" Because it's, and then, instead of letting her answer the question, he said, "Because it seems that way to me, bitch." He was brutal.
She was a brutal cutthroat queen.
It was a Reed cut to filth Reed.
And at one point, yeah, I wrote, this is full on Ayanna Van Zant.
Yeah, she's just sitting there literally like she just vomited on herself and is just sitting in it.
And he says, "What kind of mother are you? Let him go. Let your son go." And y'all, Mama Submit loses it.
Oh.
She starts crying.
Yeah, she full on starts, not like little tears. No. Like,
and at one point he goes, and they're playing this thing anytime this season, they've done it the last couple episodes, where it's this like beautiful, like plaintive piano melody. They did it like four times. The music supervision, the level of music gone up.
It's better this season. I agree. Because on Ari and
they did the same thing.
Same one. And like with, they're very manipulative with Kenny and Armando as well.
Yes. Even though there's just not a lot of there.
But like when Kenny though walked into the airport and the music swelled and it was straight, and Cooper ran up.
Can I just say, that child is a star.
That child is a star.
That child's, a star is born.
And Cooper has beautiful eyes.
I know. I think this child might enter the pantheon.
Maybe.
Of fun, beautiful 90-day children.
That's true.
So, anyway, the astrologer, after he's finishing, like, after he finishes slitting her throat.
Yeah, Mama Submit is having her own red wedding. She's just sitting over there bleeding out, basically. She's done. And then he turns to Jenny. He's like, "Well, let me tell you what's happening, chicken." And he says, "This is destiny. If she cannot, doesn't have to bless you, but she shouldn't curse you. But the mother wants to fight back, so it's going to take time."
Yep. And he even says to Mama Submit, she's like, "The thing is, if you keep doing this, your body will be affected by this negativity." That's a big thing in Eastern culture.
It's they believe, which is what Americans should believe, that the emotional and intellectual and spiritual things we hold on to affect our
health. Stay in our bodies. Yeah.
Because, y'all, it does.
Okay.
It does.
I believe it, too. But let's not tell people what to believe.
I believe in a thing good live.
You say that because you've been living in Los Angeles long enough.
No, I've seen it.
I agree with you, but I'm saying, You said it as
someone
who lives...
I saw it and I read it on an Instagram meme.
That some white lady put on.
No, she was Latinx. So thank you.
You have no idea how hippy-dippy you or I become.
There actually
is... I believe that too.
I can't quote where I found them, but I actually do, even in school and stuff... Because it's starting like in the beginning of, there's not a lot of literature about it, but science is starting to look at the correlation of, like we know for sure this is proven, people that are isolated have higher rates of cancer, mm-hmm. have higher rates of heart disease.
I totally like believe that, especially with cancer. But depression. I'm just saying, let's not tell our sissies in our audience what
I'm
to believe.
I'm saying get right with your mind, y'all, or your body's going to fuck you over.
I'm just not going to do that.
I am. Come at me if you got a problem. Hashtag or at the Matt Maher.
Hashtag
Matt Maher.
So I want to say the astrologer says to Jenny, they are fixed in these old traditions, but this is destiny, like you said. And I wrote down, could this be the turning point? Oh my God. Papa Smith says later on, after the astrologer's gone, Papa Smith says, your mother would like to speak to Jenny.
And Smith looks like someone just found a gerbil in his ass. He's just like, what? What?
So y'all, they basically say, we're going home tomorrow. Remember, they've only been there a day.
Like 2 days or something like that.
Feels like 3 weeks.
It does.
So they've only been there a day. And Jenny's like, I've enjoyed having you.
Yeah. Props to Jenny.
She
was very gracious.
If Jenny gets Sumit to marry her, she will do this sheer will.
She will.
It's a big if.
He won't do it.
But so she says later on, Mama Smith says, the astrologer made me understand a lot of things. And she says, you are a good person. And what God has written in the stars, I cannot argue with. And we're not going to.
We should maintain love.
We should. I love you, Jenny.
She's like,
and
Jenny, we will.
And this is when I started crying.
This is when I got teary. Because Jenny just fucking loses it and like gets up and just rushes and hugs her.
Yeah.
I get goosebumps even when I
Jenny, said it. Jenny has been wanting this for how long?
5 years.
Longer. 7 years.
Well, they've been together for like 10, yeah. Right? And Jenny thought, I think you thought, none of us thought this would ever happen.
No, I didn't.
I was bowled over.
This is 3 seasons of shows, y'all, where everyone went, this is never going to, his parents are never going to accept her.
I will say, I was on a surprise.
And they're not accepting her yet. They're just not opposing her.
But on a level of surprise for the 90-day multiverse, of zero being that Andre is going to bulldoze his way through something and yell at what's-her-name's family.
Oh, and then Maria with Maria being
and
real.
And Maria being real. That's exactly what. And Maria being to. I still remember when Maria was real.
That was, I know exactly where I was.
I was, yes, on your couch, and we were, anyway.
I think that's the biggest surprise / reveal in all of 90 Day.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
I
wish they could get us again like that. It'd be great.
No.
So if that's 10, I would have put this at a hard 8.
I was going to say the same thing.
That's how much I was surprised by this.
I'd also like to say,
now, Tiffany's going to have another baby. That's like a 2.
Is that going to happen?
No, I don't think so.
No, she's not with Ronald anymore.
No, she's not. I didn't know that Daniel's father died. She posted on Instagram died a couple years ago. Daniel looks just like his dad. His dad was hot.
Yeah, that's one of the kids. He's also a star. Daniel's one of the kids who I think needs so much help and support.
I hope he's going, just with what he's gone through, I hope he's going to therapy.
Because this whole thing.
Literally,
with
your
Ronald,
father dying, then Ronald's gone now, too.
If he's not being supportive, kids are resilient, but I was just like, I would be fucked up if
I'm
was
not
a
saying
kid.
That there's anything. We're not saying anything's wrong with Daniel. We just mean, not that Tiffany listens to us,
but
if anybody, please tell, that kid, it would be a very supportive thing for him to be able to talk to somebody about this.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway.
So they're basically.
Meanwhile, Jenny's a mess. Poodle's a mess. I'm halfway there.
I'm a mess. And y'all.
Jenny says, So, oh, that's wonderful. I never thought this. Let's love everyone. It's so, all we ever. We just love each other. Do we have your blessing for our marriage?
So, can we get married? And then she goes, Mama Smith goes,
you actually see, like, Mama Smith's stomach turn, and she kind of looks like
she goes, and she does a mother poodle, y'all.
Like that stomach you make the
we'll
next.
We'll see.
Yeah. You know,
we'll
when
see.
The next morning when you ate Jack in the Box tacos at 3 a.m.
Been there.
And the next morning you're just going, ugh.
And y'all know, Jack in the Box tacos are not good.
They're not good.
But at 3 a.m.
They're delicious.
It tastes
Taco
like
Bell's
the
already
cum of the gods. and then you eat one at like 4 p.m. And you're like, who eats this shit?
Who eats this shit?
So later on, she's like, in the moment, she's like, well, we're not going to support, we're going to stop you or really support you. And then she even says, change a little and see what happens. And then, and Jenny says, they're not going to stop us. And that's good enough for me. That's the best thing Jenny's ever gotten.
That is. Meanwhile, the mom and dad in the moment, the dad basically says, let's hope this relationship ends. Like,
so they're not done.
They're not done.
They're not done. Giving up hope.
They do not want him to get married. They do not want to submit to get
but
married.
But the big thing is they are not actively opposing, which was in Indian culture, their right.
Mm-hmm. And so Jenny comes back. They all come back. The parents go in. Jenny comes back and she looks at Submit and she's like, well, they accepted us. They're not going to stop us from getting married.
And Smith goes, really?
And Submit's it's kind of like, y'all, he went, what? He's like, I'm speechless. And that's because y'all, if their imaginary ticker over his head just went to 100.
Yeah.
There's only one way now he cannot marry Jenny out of 101 ways not to marry Jenny.
It's kind of like when the dog catches the car.
ran over.
You've been chasing.
They get
chasing.
What they always wanted.
And the dog
wanted.
Just goes, and the car stops. The dog goes, what the fuck do we do now?
What the fuck do we do now?
Yeah. And later on in this next scene, we could actually, do you want to take a break and then we'll go on to the next scene?
Sure. We're going to take a break and then we're going to talk about.
Holy.
Holy.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
All right, y'all. The parent, we're back, and the parents are leaving town. They've gone.
One thing I just want to say, when Sumit talks to his parents.
We forgot about that part.
After they come back in, it is like, this was like, this reminds me, this show is so queer with the way it's, not the way my mother thinks the queer little ninja dance.
Cool.
which she called queer. But this idea, and he's like, we accept you. He's like, thank you. He's like, it feels so good to be. This now is another kind of accepting of a certain kind of family paradigm. I think that's why this show resonates so much with people.
I think so.
Especially
for sure.
With just LGBT or queer people.
Yes.
Yeah. You say that like, that's something that's obviously known.
It is.
So sorry.
Everybody knows.
To offend. So sorry to say something everyone already knows.
No, I didn't mean it. I just meant like, hell yes, I agree with you.
You just gave, just noticing that? Anyway.
I'm going to sit back.
So
I'm going to sit forward. I'm going to sit back. If you're watching The Intimate Portrait, I'm more relaxed. Ooh, I'm just on your couch and I'm just feeling my oats.
I can see it. The joints are very stressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
you're already made. I had to tighten them with an Allen wrench.
Oh, please.
So basically, the Mother Smith says, I won't tell you that I accept it, but I will not.
Loud car.
That's a loud car.
It is. I won't accept it.
But I'm not going to stay in. I'm not going to stand in your way. And I think the most amazing thing, he starts crying, and she says, "I'm so sorry."
She starts crying
that we did this to you, and I did not mean it. And she's like, "I told you that I was okay with Jenny, but I didn't accept it in my heart." And he says, "This is a lot for him." He says, "All this is all forgotten."
Yeah, because she said, "I feel
all water under the bridge."
I feel horrible for. All the arguing, all the fighting, all everything I did that was mean to you. And he said, yeah, it's all forgiven. And she says, a mother can change in every way, and you changed me a lot.
I was crying here too. This story has never made me cry.
No, I think that, which is true, y'all, if you let them, your children are your best teachers.
Yes.
I believe that 100%.
So we're doing holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
Yes, now that.
Lord God of power and might.
No.
Heaven and earth are filled with your glory.
Is that
Hosanna,
the cat?
Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. In excelsis.
I thought we were actually going to do the hymn.
No, that's what we sing at Catholic
Church.
That's
the Sanctus.
Yeah.
Yes. In your Vatican II terrible Reformation style. It's a shame what they did to music.
All right, let's continue. So
that's
holy.
That was that could have been the commercial for Vatican II. Vatican II. When music just isn't basic enough for you. Glad that even though you don't consider yourself Catholic, you still know all the music.
I do.
So they're playing holy games. It is the festival of spring, peace, and forgiveness, where they play with color. It basically looks like they've just been to Burning Man.
Yeah, or some color run or some shit like that. They get the color, and Jenny's like, oh, look at that.
What is
pigment?
A color run?
The color run, they do their like 5Ks or marathons where they like.
I've heard about that.
They run
and
they, those same type of pigments that are like natural that won't hurt. They like throw it on people and they're running with colors.
What's the allure?
Very gay. They look like big rainbows just running around the streets.
I know, but what's the allure?
I think people that run marathons, they're into running marathons, but they also, y'all, you're just getting on a road and running. What's new about it?
It's for your own accomplishment.
Too, but I mean, they're trying to mix it up. They do like that, or they do like the rock and roll marathon, which there's bands like at each 5 miles. Those are cool. And like,
I just thought they called them the rock and roll marathons.
No, they're actual that. They have, yeah, you probably.
I learned something today.
What if they had a top fucking marathon, you probably would join that one real quick.
Although you get fucked every other kilometer?
Yeah, although you probably would still only make it about halfway, and then you just
and
would get
someone would
off.
Take me out.
Someone would take you out.
Or I'd meet someone, and I'm like, can we just go back? Can we just go?
Exactly. There's all different types of marathons. They mix it up.
Color runs?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. They just, I don't want it. I don't want when I'm running and sweaty, I don't want the throat color.
Yeah, I'm
on
the
my
same
face.
Way.
Get my eyes and burn. I don't want that.
I'm sure it's, I just, and then your clothes are all stained.
Yeah, unless you're like, and then there's the
We're
radical.
So old.
It's true. There are radical fairies. They're into shit like that, and they yeah. throw color on each other, and then they suck each other's dicks. And smell each other's piss.
I'm into that.
You're into that.
I don't want to get color all over me, though.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were we?
Many people could eat something and color their semen, and then you could look kind of like a Pollock painting.
Then it would
just just all over
look,
you.
I would look like a slutty Rainbow Bright.
Yes. Yes, you would. I didn't realize you just told me there was a Rainbow Bright character called Twink.
Yes.
Twink, I didn't know it's called Twink.
Twink was this little like,
cloud, I think.
Little what?
Cloud?
It looked
or
like
star?
A, it looked like no, it's an actual being.
Being. You know what we're manifesting?
I looks like a little troll figure.
Ever since we've talked about it, I've seen like three or four different like comedians or celebrities talk about Ryan Reynolds just talked about this, about people bringing Grimace back and bringing like the people ever since we've been talking
you're welcome
because Ryan Reynolds was talking about they did a thing with McRib and how it goes well with the aviation gin
yeah
and so he did an ad for him and then at the end he's like and bring McRib back you motherfuckers or not McRib bring Grimace back.
We haven't seen Grimace in a while.
We haven't.
Someone said that Grimace was a taste bud.
Oh,
which is weird.
That is weird. We're off on a topic.
When would that, when, what ad exec thought, so we just have a taste bud. People will get that right.
People will get that.
Weird.
McDonald's sounds good now.
Why?
It does.
Of course it does. It always sounds
it always
good.
It always does. I'm sorry. Made him hungry for it now. When Poodle's horny, he wants dick and or McDonald's.
And or McDonald's. It's the There's same. Only one thing that's going to fill me.
One.
The choice of two.
Because if he eats McDonald's, then he'll feel too full to get fucked.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a conundrum.
Too full to fuck.
Too full to fuck.
It's that someone told
that's
me.
That's going to be
a Cassie David.
That's
going to
be
David's
the name of Poodle's seventh book, which actually will be a cookbook.
Don't make this because you'll be too full to fuck. There'll be a whole chapter of yes. things that you'll eat. Don't make this when you're fucking.
Yeah.
But it's delicious.
And you could do light salads, fuel for fucking.
One would be called roughage.
Roughage for rough play.
I love this. And there's a whole dessert thing for when you'd have dessert after you fuck.
Yes.
A nice cream cheese, a nice chilled cream cheese or cheesecake.
Oh, okay.
Cheesecake with those cherries on it.
Yes.
Ooh, I'd love that.
That sounds great.
Mother
you should
Poodle
do
would
that.
Make those.
You should make a cookbook. Anyway, we're talking about Submit and Jenny.
Where are okay. we?
Where are we? So
they're basically celebrating. They're putting
about,
color in
it
each
is
faces.
Opportune because it's about acceptance and just forgiveness, and they're just throwing colors on
yep.
each other.
And she's like, well, Submit,
that's our third holy together.
You know, before we go on, I think we need to do this as a reality gaze theater.
All right, let me get a drink of water.
Very good. So.
Who's playing who? We didn't talk about it.
I'll play Submit. I'll let you okay. do Jenny.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so he's thrown color on my face. Oh, this is so much fun, Jenny.
Oh,
I'm so happy being here with you. I feel very light now that my parents have decided that they won't stand in our way anymore.
Yeah, me too. So now, when can we get married?
I beg your pardon?
No, let's get married. I want to get married right away. Got no reason to wait. I'm not laying eggs here.
Maybe can we wait a little? We're not going to get married tomorrow.
Well, why not? What else? What else can keep us from getting married now? Tomorrow
goes through brain.
Whatever, Smith.
Case of inclement weather.
No,
but could it be something like?
Not getting any younger.
Could I summon a hurricane? And Jenny,
yes,
I want to get married, but we need to go to the astrologer.
Uh-oh.
You know, no, he'll be fine.
I don't know why we didn't go ask for it. He just was here. He's just here. He told your parents not to worry about it. We're ready to go. Fine, we'll get married today. Let's get married tonight.
He's just going to tell us when's a good time to get married. Like, not tomorrow, but soon. Because honestly, Jenny, things are just happening really fast, and we need to take a little time here. Did you just wind down like a toy?
I'm a sad chicken.
But don't worry, it's going to be fine. We'll go to the astrologer,
and I'll find
another reason not to marry you.
Oh, what? If the astrologer says we can get married, then can we get married right then, right away? Can the astrologer marry us? I want to marry him. God!
I got to go to the bathroom.
And scene.
Oh,
boy.
So, y'all, and we if you
even Jenny says in her in the moment, if he stops and doesn't marry me this time, and then I'll know he doesn't want to marry.
And then she'll know.
Then she'll know.
Wow. And then next week, there's already a thing about Sumit saying, let's take some time. Divorce was really hard
for me.
You know, Jenny, think about me. Think about me and all this. Divorce was really hard for me. And Jenny's sitting there like, think about you.
He's such a piece of shit.
He really is.
She really needs to. But again, at this point, like, you feel for her. I feel for her. I don't feel sorry for her.
Yeah, I'm the same.
She knows. Y'all, the neighbor's activated. So if you hear some of them.
She's been very, very quiet for a while.
And then people have sent us that meme.
I've gotten that meme so much.
I watch it every time and I die hysterical. Y'all, there's a TikTok. Follow us on TikTok, Reality Gays.
Yeah.
But there's this meme of this woman just, this is what your upstairs neighbor does. And at one point, she's just walking around in platform boots.
No, the best is the coffee table.
Oh.
When she just slams the coffee table down and then just picks it up and slams it down again.
Yes.
That happens, like, on the daily.
It's true.
I feel like she moves shit around. She's feng shui in every single day.
Every single day. Every single day.
Anyway.
All right, who are we talking about next?
Steven and Elena. Steven with a V, not Steven with a PH, because Steven with a V is moving the goalposts again.
He is moving the goalposts again.
I didn't think it was possible so soon. I thought we might have one episode without him being so awful.
Here's what I want to know. I just thought about this episode. What do they do for money?
I think his parents give him money.
Because when we were their
that,
age...
That pest control can't have paid him that
no.
well.
No. When we were their age, could you have lived in Turkey for 3 months?
She's not paying for it.
No.
I guarantee you his parents are somehow paying for it.
Wow.
Or he's saved up enough where he's scrimped and saved everything. I think his parents are paying for it. Gotta be.
Maybe he did save up because he's moving to Russia and he won't be able to work for. Well,
true.
But he speaks the language, so he could actually.
He has to have a work permit though.
That's true.
But they're married, so they may be able to get that. So, you guys, it's been a few weeks since the proposal. The famous proposal that
yes.
we saw last time.
We had that our exclusive second verse.
Yeah, that
hope
I had to send
that.
Unspeakable videos of myself to a boom operator.
Thank God he was freaky deaky. Is somebody at your door again?
No.
I swear there's a ghost in here. I think this place is haunted.
It's a good ghost.
You read
sometimes I've woken up feeling sore, so maybe it's a gay ghost.
Wow. Wow.
I'm like, why do I feel dirty this morning?
He's a ghost slut!
It's a slutty ghost. So, they are, Steven, she says, Steven's taking forever to prepare the documents. Again, y'all, the red flags, even now.
Yeah.
And so she says, living in Turkey is hard because I miss my family. I miss my friends. She's like, my best friends in Turkey are cats. Including Mr. Cucumber.
Mr. Cucumber, Cat cow. Yeah,
I thought that was clever.
I thought that was like clever
a yoga
too.
Move. Because it, but I think she. I don't think she's thinking that because it looks like a cow.
I really wish though, when she was sitting there with the cats and the others started coming around the corner, we would hear. I just wanted them to play cats.
Jellicle cats.
Angelica. That song is terrible.
The musical's terrible.
I never saw the movie. I can never. Did Me you either. Ever see it?
Me either. Maybe I sat we through should, the trailers.
Maybe next, like, maybe we should just get high on Doobie and watch it.
Don't promise people things that's never going
to
happen.
We won't. We still need to do our crossover with Reality 420. We just never got around to it.
420 Fiancé.
420
Fiancé. Reality 420. You're so terrible. It sounds so... I know you don't think this. It's so demeaning.
No, I don't mean to.
When you get someone's name wrong.
Just terrible. I'm bad at it.
Just don't do it.
I told the people at Grok to help me with it. It's actually a little better.
What?
The supplements that I'm taking and everything now.
Can they...
I think I need a brain transplant.
I was going to say, yeah, can we just, give you a brain transplant?
Just take it out and put it in. Anyway. So, y'all, she's playing with her cat friends. But now, they have 1 month until their visas expire. Yeah.
And, y'all, of course, he's sitting there and he's always touching her.
And she said the fights and everything have been better. They haven't really fought or anything. But she asked him, she's like, so I need to talk to you about something. What about the documents? Are we going to prepare these and get these turned in? We only have a month of our visas. Y'all remember, the attorney that they went to said they needed to do their documents like yesterday.
And he says, well, I needed this time to really feel more comfortable with you.
And I wrote,
what gall?
I wrote, you should have already been comfortable with her because this was the point. Like, then schedule say, hey, let me come over to Russia or let's go somewhere and just get to know each other more.
But let's think about this, you guys.
It's so fucking shitty.
He says, I needed more time for me, but I needed you to leverage all of your life in Russia and move to Turkey with me. We could not be intimate.
Mm-hmm.
We would have to live in separate places if we would have done this your way.
Yep.
And in this fucked up, controlling way, because it was all on your motherfucking timeline, not on our timeline.
Yep.
And then you proposed to me a few weeks ago with no plan. Yep. Because you loved the proposal. You loved the event. You loved the specialness of it.
Yep.
This is, y'all, this guy's a huge piece of shit. The reason why he's doing this is because he loves the fairy tale of it.
Well, he's addicted to that dopamine rush.
The drama of it.
Of
risky behavior.
Risky business. That's what he likes.
Risky
That's what they
business.
Call poodle in college.
Risky business.
There goes risky business.
Hey, boys, sorry about that clap you got. They don't call me risky for nothing.
For nothing. For nothing.
So, you might want to get checked out again. There's some kind of parasite.
Oh, okay. It's getting deep now. But then Steven doesn't
it
make
gets
it about
worse.
Him. He says, but you know, what I'm really concerned about is... The church is really going to need to be an active part of our lives. But after we move to Russia, I'm worried that you're going to back out and not want to be baptized. Because y'all, because of COVID, they can't get baptized in Turkey right now.
And so he says, he's like, if I would have preferred not to rush into a marriage. And he even says, we still have a lot to talk about. And I'm worried, like you just said. And he's like, and she's like, wait a minute, you want a promise from me?
And she's like, yes.
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, y'all. This is the kind when someone says, "Oh, I was just joking," and it's
no, he
obviously
said, because she
not
says, "What do you want? Do you want for me to write it and sign, write a document and sign it?" And he
it's
was like,
"Yeah,
yeah, that'd be great." And she was like, "Are you kidding me?" He's like, "I'm just kidding,
y'all." He's not kidding
because he brings
exactly
it up,
what he wants
because he brings it up later.
Yeah,
and I guarantee,
but
you,
he still laughs about it.
He's gonna bring this up again.
Oh yeah,
now that she said it, he's gonna want her to sign a document because documents
this
and contracts.
This is diabolical.
But also, too, documents and contracts are very important in the Mormon church. Mm-hmm. They do that a lot for things. So I this is like speaking his language.
And y'all, this is called moving the goalposts. I'm going to torture you every step of the way. Just when you got something you thought you would get, I'm going to take it away. That's what this is. And you know what moving the goalposts feels like? When you're moving the goalposts, you don't know.
It's relationship whack-a-mole.
Yeah. You don't know. It takes away a sense of reality. You don't know where you are. All your inertia. You're not grounded.
No, and Alina even says, he's like, I just want, you know, people at church have said that sometimes people say they want to get married and then they
piece
don't.
Of shit.
And she's like, if anyone can't trust the other person, bitch, it's me. And I've given you no reason not to trust me.
She
says, I want to be baptized after we get married and move to Russia. I want to get baptized.
Y'all, this is the same type of fucking predator we've seen over and over again, just in a, I've said this before, just in a less threatening costume.
Yeah.
It's the same type of person. Yeah. And we see they're always men, let's be honest.
Yes.
And they're always trying to, it's through a pattern of gaslighting, moving the goalposts.
It is.
And then it's the person we don't cover anymore. Yeah. Everything, we saw this with him and Liz. Yeah. When Liz would agree to something, he'd move the goalpost again. So you never know where you are. And that's why we don't cover him. Besides that thing about him basically screaming and abusing her.
Even though now I think she's pregnant.
That's the rumor.
Ugh.
We're not covering him on the single life. So
we aren't going to cover him on the single life. So no, yep. Ed.
That's it.
He just says at the end, she gets upset. He's like, I was being playful. I didn't need it at all. Let me touch you.
Then he can't keep his fucking hands off of her again. I recoil every time he touches
Gross.
Her.
Gross. I know.
I guarantee you there are a lot of people watching who dated a Stephen, who dated, especially in a religious community, who grew up in religious
communities. If you dated a Stephen, I hope this is a good lesson for you, just to see either, or if you're in that relationship, to get out.
Yeah. Or if you're currently dating one, you should say.
Yes, get out.
Or you could, but I guarantee you there are people who dated Stephens before who saw that the first time.
Yeah. Let us, if you dated a Stephen, y'all, and you need support, you can, if you're in the Facebook group in the Sissy Squad, we just
or
had a
tell
sissy
us
the
about
other
you
day
dating
who said,
a Stephen.
I went through some shit with my shitty ex-husband. And she said, I was got so much support from this group and we're finally divorcing and they were there. It was great to see them just jump in and like, oh, bitch, me too. I've been there. So we have fun in there.
Y'all, and remember, people, if you think you're going through stuff, you are not the only one.
Mm-mm.
People,
you're not.
People are living a life out there.
I know Poodle's an Enneagram 4 and wants to think his relationship is special only to him, but it's not.
How dare you? Mine is very unique. No one has the problems I do. No one.
Yeah. Yo,
no
that's
one.
The show.
That's the show.
That's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com if you're interested in our live shows for New York and Chicago in January for the Friday night shows. Be sure to click on a Linktree link. Again, we're going to remind you for our New York show, if you're going
New York,
a sissy was just asking, hey, I'm going to see the Reality Gaze and I'm also going to see Watch What Crappens because their show's on Thursday night. They're doing crappies. So go see both.
It's a big gangbang with all of us.
It's a big gangbang with all of us.
Just a 3-day Burning Man, but instead of like not wearing deodorant and being outside, you get to be in the city and see gay people.
Yeah, exactly. Poodle will be tired because Ronnie has big hands, but at least Ben will bake something. So let's hope for it, y'all.
Ronnie has big hands.
He does. Always, I'm like, Ronnie, your hands are huge.
Ben will
like,
bake something.
I know they are. I just can't touch it. I can never grab a pen when I want it. That's what he says. He's so funny. I love him. That's the show, everybody.
That's the show.
You can, also, you can get us on Cameo. Come at us on Cameo. We appreciate those. I did one for a friend of... For their friend who was in a bad place, and they sent me a message just saying, she couldn't stop smiling for like 5 hours. So it and, really makes you feel good when you do
and
that.
And this sounds, I totally, and I, what I just did right before this, we were talking about something and we got a message that says, thanks for just doing this. And honestly, keep those messages coming, guys. Some
means
days,
a lot to us.
Some days are crappy and we get bogged down with everything else. And just know, it's good just to know that, tell us that it makes, if we make one person feel better, mm-hmm. our day's better.
When Poodle is sitting there spraying that wig for the fourth time and trying to rat it because it won't set like he wanted it, it keeps us going. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if the only friends you have in Turkey are Mr. Cucumber and Cat Cow, first, get help.
Get help.
And then call us.
Call us. See y'all.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.